Every service is meaningful. Every service is special. We're coming before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we're seeking him and we're worshiping him. But this is a special, special night, and it's a special day. Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. We've been going through and preparing our hearts the last 40 days now. We're here on the 40th day. And we really did have an intentional 40 days of preparation this year. As a community, as a synagogue, as a congregation, as mishpucha, we've gone through the month of Elul, which is a month of preparation before Tishrei and the high holidays. We've come to Rosh Hashanah. We did 10 days ago. It seems like a lot longer, but it was just 10 days ago. Boy, the last week has been kind of a crazy and long week, has it not? We didn't even know we would be here. We didn't even know the condition that the synagogue would be in. And thank God it's dry. It's good. We still have a roof. And, you know, we just didn't know. And life is fragile like that. But we're happy to be here, that God has brought us to this season. Like I said, we've come through Elul. We've come through Rosh Hashanah. It was all about meeting the King, coming before God, our King, assembling before him, blowing the shofar. And so now here we are, finally, at the end of that 40 days, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And historically on Yom Kippur, in Scripture and historically, this is the day. This is the day, capital T-H-E, when corporate atonement was made for Israel, for the nation of Israel, the one nation on earth that followed God, that sought after their Creator, that didn't turn around and away from God, but went towards God, or at least for a lot of our history. So this is a momentous time and a momentous day, and I want to talk just for a few minutes on this last piece, this final step in the journey that we've been on for 40 days, and reflect and look at where we are today. In just a few minutes, just for a few minutes, I'm going to talk about that one word, atonement. We sang about it. We've talked about it. I don't even know how to describe that word. It means so much to us and to our relationship with God. And so I wanted to talk just for a few minutes about what atonement is as we're here. Atonement is defined as reparation for a wrong. So before we can even get to atonement, we have to recognize that we need atonement. And like I said, this is one of the most meaningful services, at least it is to me, because when we beat our chest and we say all of those things, we should be thinking about personally how we did all of those things, how we broke covenant with God, how we have strayed away from the Lord, and that we need atonement, that we need a reparation for the wrongs that we've done. And what are the wrongs that we've done? We like to use that word wrongs, but the Bible defines wrongs as sin. Iniquity. That's how it's categorized in the Bible. I want you to turn, if you have your Bibles, they're also on the screens, and if you're watching us on the live stream, it'll be at the bottom of your screen, to Isaiah chapter 59. The book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, he had a lot of things to say about sin and about our wickedness, about our iniquity. In Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, he's speaking to the nation, and he says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." So why do we go through all this pomp and circumstance during Yom Kippur to beat our chest and to talk about all this nasty and not nice stuff, you know? Why can't we just sing some nice songs and feel good about things? Because we need to remember that our sins are before us, that our iniquities have brought a separation between us and God. And so God is perfect. He cannot dwell or be with any sin. And if we're the ones doing all of these wrongs, all of these sins, all of these iniquities, then there's a gap between us and God. And we don't like to think about that, but that is how we are as a fallen human beings, as a fallen race of people here in the world. There is a gap between us and God. But the good news is, and Yom Kippur reminds us this, there is a bridge in that gap. There's a way to get back with God. We don't just die and wallow in our sins. God, yes, has us expose our sins. Yes, has us talk about our sins and repent of our sins, but he always provides a way back. He brought forth one people out of the 70 nations at the time, the one people that would listen, that would want to come back, and that was the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, to follow him, to walk in his ways. He gave them a standard of morality and living, the Torah. And there was this system by which they could make atonement. They could bridge the gap between them and God. They could come before the Lord once again. And that was this system of sacrifices. And if you turn to Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 17:11 captures the essence of all of the sacrifices that Israel had to do in order to bridge that gap. And there's a very specific thing that they had to do. Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you, given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement by the life. So God tells us there's a separation because of our sins, of all of our wrongs, but there's a means of atonement. There's a means of reparation for those wrongs, and that is the blood of the sacrifice. God is life. God has given each of us life. We've willfully separated ourselves from God. And obviously, if we separate ourselves from the source of life, the absence of life is, of course, death. And so we are dead in our sins, as Scripture tells us. But our lives can be atoned. Now, historically for Israel, historically it was the atonement happened through the death of an animal, your animal. And you put your hand on the animal. There's all these scriptures about that in Torah. We've talked about this many, many times. The blood of that animal would atone, would bridge the gap between you and God for your sins historically. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Let's go there. The book of Hebrews talks a lot about the sacrifices and the atonement. And it says, indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. There's no bridging of that gap. There's no amends. There's no reparation without the blood. So we sin, we're separated from God, and the shedding of the blood of the sacrifices of the animals has atoned for our sins as a nation, as a people, for all those thousands of years. But the problem that we've had is there's no temple. There's no means to offer sacrifices. They're not done anywhere in the world anymore. And so... we don't have that system that we had in biblical times and historically. But those of us that believe in Yeshua, those of us that know that he came 2,000 years ago and he died on the cross, we know that it was his death that was the atoning sacrifice for our sins once and for all. And the book of Hebrews talks a lot about that. But I want you to go to one more scripture tonight, and that is the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, I'm writing these things to you that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua the Messiah, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So we know that God has provided this means for atonement to bridge the gap for us. Not only just for the Jew, but for the Gentile as well. For all the nations of the world now. For anyone that would call upon the Lord, that would repent of their sins and realize that they need atonement and turn towards Yeshua for that atonement. And so on this Yom Kippur, we remember Yeshua's sacrifice for us. We believe that Yeshua is our atonement. And because of his death, just like the animal's death before, we believe his death is the atonement, and it's really the final atonement for our sins, so that the gap is bridged and that we can have a relationship with God once again. We can truly be in fellowship with God. And it doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Gentile. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. It doesn't matter if you're an adult or a little child. We can all reach out and take that atonement that is outlined in the Bible. That's universal atonement as outlined through Yeshua the Messiah. So we've come all of this way with all of this time, and everything we do always comes back to that. Without atonement, we have nothing. And with Yeshua, we have that final atonement for our souls. Let's pray together. Lord, we just thank you that you brought us here to this holiest of days, Yom Kippur. We've all sinned. I've sinned. Everyone here has sinned. Everybody on the live stream sinned. The whole world has sinned, Lord. We've wronged you. We've done all of these things that have gone against your ways, gone against your standard. We've missed the mark. And Lord, we've treated others with contempt. We've treated others with hate and not with love. And Lord, I'm reminded that the most important commandments are to love you with all of our heart, strength, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourself. As we have come to this time, let us all recognize Yeshua as our final atonement, that Yeshua is the one that bridges the gap for us. And Lord, may we walk this year as we move forward with you, knowing that, trusting in that, and living in that, Lord. I pray that there is newness of life, and if there's anyone that's never fully understood or grasped that, Lord God, that you would just open their heart, open their mind, open their understanding to see that you, Yeshua, are the final atonement, as the Bible outlines, and as was your plan even from the beginning, Lord. In the fullness of time, you brought forth Mashiach, you brought forth Messiah Yeshua for us as our final atonement. We thank you, God, for that. We rejoice even tonight, that even though we've done all these wrongs, that we are atoned through Yeshua. We thank you, God, and praise you in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.